Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, young man.
The Hankster.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, not too shabby.
Good.
Where were you at last night?
I was in the big town of Seneca.
All right. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Under the cover of darkness when I left, because I don't think they would have let me. No,
and,
it was...
And your match got down before mine.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, yes. And we started at 6. You started at 5:30,
yeah. Oh, you did? Okay.
No, JV started at 6.
Oh! Yeah, because our JV started at 4:45, and you still...
4:45?
Yeah, 4:45.
What time's your varsity start?
Supposed to start at 6, and you know it was a little after that,
right.
But it went 5 sets, and every set was
very contested.
Two-point sets.
That was in a good crowd last night over there.
Oh, yeah, packed. Yeah. Iowa Grant brought a lot of people, too. So.
Was Kurt there? I didn't think he would be there with all the people there, because a lot of people don't go there, because he smells a lot.
Is that right? Yeah, no. He better watch it.
I know.
He's pretty in shape. He might.
I know. There's no question about that.
Grub you.
So the other day I was reffing with Kurt, and he was wearing the white hat, and his beard matched the white hat.
Oh.
So got to give him some. He would give me some doo-doo about that. So it was a good match last night. I heard it on the way home. I was going, number one, I was really excited that I was going to beat Phil home for once.
And I started at 4:45.
You know, and they were giving me a bad time last night. Some of the people were we can't start the JV game, or we can't start the varsity game before 7. I said, there's no rule against that.
No. Well, the only thing is parents, but lots of times, hopefully, people communicate and say, hey, it's going to start early and things like that.
But let's look at baseball and softball.
Right.
I'm a big believer in starting those JV games at 5:30.
Yeah.
I mean, huge. Even in basketball.
Me too.
But, and I think they'd get more officials, Phil.
The biggest thing that I hear, though, about that, and me too, I mean, it'd be nice if varsity started at 6.
Without question.
But the problem is practices. So, like, somebody needs a gym, and you got to cut practice way in half because...
Well, but it also works the other way, coming in the mornings.
Yeah, true.
I mean, there's a lot of schools that do that anyway. That, you know, hey, the boys got the gym this morning. There's a calendar for the coaches and stuff to see what's going on. And, you know, it is what, if you can get 35 minutes after school, get 35 minutes after school. Sometimes that's some of your best practices.
Yep.
Well, and that's how I look at it.
You're preaching to the choir here, man.
So, I mean, I understand that a lot of people, you know, then because you have, you know, you're dealing with middle school boys and girls. I mean, it's a tough venue. And it's one of those places where you don't have a gym for everybody. And I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. But early starts, and especially in the wintertime, getting people home a little earlier isn't bad.
But I like the idea, you know, let's just say Riverdale going to Darlington. What a jaunt.
Mm-hmm.
That's a jaunt, and if the varsity don't start till 7, a lot of times the varsity don't start till 7:30 or later.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like here in Richland Center, for whatever reason, the varsity games start later, and it seems like I've been to Viroqua. One time I went to Viroqua, I came home, they were still playing in Richland Center. We'd already finished, you know, because the games start earlier there. It's about a half hour earlier, I think. So,
you know, that half hour is huge.
Yeah, it is.
Because, number one, I think the kids should be home. And number two, I love to be home kind of early where I can. And number three, everybody wants Phil Nee to be home early.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. June doesn't, but everybody else does.
Well, we'll keep. You know what? We're going to start him at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. She won't care. Later the better.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, we're going on a field trip today.
We're going on a field trip.
Now, did you get your parents to sign your permission slip or not?
I signed it myself.
Oh, you signed it? You forged it?
Yes.
Oh. Kids don't do what Henry does.
Yeah. So. But anyway, I was hearing Joanna earlier about the bagpipes.
Uh-huh.
So, and I'm going out on a limb here, okay? She's got a lot of air.
Oh.
I think she could play some mean bagpipes.
Yeah, she might be able to.
Yeah. I'm not saying she's a bag of air. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is I think she's got some lungs to.
She could do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Well, all I can say is be careful because now they're lining up Kurt Thompson and then Joanne. They're both going to kick you to the curb.
All they got to do is kick my knee.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
And Kurt goes, no more games for you, Henry. And I'll cry and ask, say I'm sorry and stuff. But no, good people, though. So they're good people.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Yep.
Anyway, there I got to go. Work with Brian Alvin, your buddy, the other night at Riverdale.
Don't believe anything he says.
Oh, I tell you what, that man.
If he tells any stories from about 1882, don't believe him because they're probably not true.
Did they have a year back then?
I don't think so.
But no, he done a great job. So nice to see him out on the football field. And again, he is just full of mischief, just like you are.
Huh.
So say anything to the guy.
Can you believe that my dear mother back in the day once said, "Why don't you act more like Brian Alvin?" You know? And I don't know. So little did she know. That might not have been
a little did she, apparently she didn't know Brian very well.
What do you do, buddy?
I know we're busy, so I'm going to let you go early. I'm sorry to cut the roundup short, but I got to go, and you got
to
go.
We got to get to River Valley we'll be on with the morning show.
Yeah, me and the bagpipes are going to be down at Riverdale. I mean, me and Joanne's going to.
She's playing the bagpipes in the Riverdale homecoming group.
Yeah, yeah.
Which steps off at 2 today,
yep, by the 2 way. O'clock. We'll be down there. So going to see if I can throw some candy. And I better be careful. Kurt might be throwing rocks at me.
Oh, it might be. Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, it's nice to see you today. Nice red shirt.
Absolutely.
So I hope everybody has a good day, buddy, and be kind.
Sounds good. That's old Hank Bray joining us on a Friday.